Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. It is already Thursday, the fourth day of March 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We've got Larry Pratt joining us for 30 minutes in the next hour, the head of Gun Owners of America. He's going to be on the radio broadcast with us discussing the Supreme Court ruling that's upcoming that many say will extend Second Amendment rights. Now, those are God-given, to the states. The problem is, in their closing arguments, court watchers reported that most of the justices agreed it would be a restriction on rights. You have a right for us to take your guns. You have a right to hand your guns into us. Yes, you have a right. You can jump through 100 flaming hoops when there's a blue moon and stand on top the highest mountain in the world while standing on one leg, blowing soap bubbles. If you can do that, you may be able to have a gun locked up in a big safe in your house. If you say, pretty please, we are the government, we're coming for you. And so we're going to be breaking that down today. I got Jason Burmes popping in for about 15 minutes after Pratt to really walk through this cybersecurity bill, because the mainstream media only in a few places has reported just how bad this is, and I want people to know what's set to pass the Senate. It's already passed the House. And then Congressman Ron Paul joins us. Boy, there's a lot to talk about with him today on this fourth day of March 2010. You know, all the time, things just hit me. They just hit me. Now, it's something you already instinctively knew, that you'd thought about, that you understood, but then it just hits you just how bad it really is. Every day I see articles in Europe, the United States, and England, all run by the same bureaucratic system, where if you yell at your kids or your wife or your husband, they take your kids or you go to jail. And I see reports all the time where families now are being arrested for developing film of their children in bathing suits. That's now child pornography. And I see articles where then violent sex offenders, real rapists, are released. And then I see articles where different states are passing laws where you can't have burglar bars on your house, like Oklahoma. How does all that tie together? In a report like this one today, pupils age 5 on hate register, teachers must log playground taunts for government database. See, criminals run the government. And so they are writing the laws and the regulations where everyone is a criminal. Everyone gets in the database. Everyone is going to basically be on probation. And they've tripled the number of cops. They're just going to triple them again over and over again. And it's going to be a hellish system of bureaucrats, social workers, police, sucking off of everyone. I was listening to local talk radio. What triggered this chain of events in my mind? High-risk sex offender warning, South Austin neighborhood on alert. And it says he's a high risk, so why did they release him? And it says when he was 23, he raped a 16-year-old. And they don't say whether it was consensual or not. If you're 18 and the person's 17, it's rape, statutory. But then I heard all these callers calling in talking about how, well, I was 13 or I was 14 or I was 15, had a girlfriend. Well, how old was she? Well, she was the same age as me. Oh, well, you're still a sex offender. And it triggered my memory of all the articles I've seen of the 16-year-old boy, young man, 16-year-old young woman. They are boyfriend and girlfriend. They have underage sex in high school. What about 60, 70%, depending on the poll, do that in high school? All sex offenders. You're all criminals. I mean, most of the cops arresting you for this were doing this when they were 16, 17. I mean, this is unbelievable. But they don't care. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, the man, the federales, the secret police, the parasite control grid wants you in the system. They want to get you on welfare. They want to get you in the psychiatric system. They want to get you into the government system. They want you under their thumb. We are all being socially engineered, scientifically brainwashed, balkanized, manipulated. And this radio show, if it does anything, seeks to get people to look at the bigger picture and to understand who controls this planet and the very destructive, dangerous direction they are taking us in. I have a big stack of news from the states and the federal government announcing literally scores of new taxes a day. I mean, I've got probably more than 10 articles here in the stack. I didn't count them. That are about horrible new taxes on basically everything. And the country's going bankrupt. The people are going bankrupt. And government's just growing, 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 growing. And the Republicans are positioning themselves as our saviors, and they're going to get back in power in the next few years, and then they're going to betray everybody, and then the Democrats will get back in power, and the same cycle over and over again, same thing in every other Western nation. There is no doubt we are sliding into bona fide tyranny, and it is a scientific tyranny. All over the Western world, the exact same initiatives are being implemented, where if one of your parents was ever on welfare or ever was given a learning disability, the CPS takes your children in Canada and in England and now in the United States. I see it in the news every day. They just come take your children. They come take your firstborn child. They are trying to pass laws, and hundreds of cities have already done it in England. It's the EU doing it. They come in and finance the local city councils, the townships, because they can't get the parliament to pass national laws. Where for parents to be in public with their children, they have to register with the government and prove they're not a sex offender. That doesn't mean they have to prove if they were never arrested. It means they have to go get a license to be with their children in public. Here in the United States and in England, we see articles every week where someone will take their sons and daughters to a ice skating rink or to one of those video game arcade areas for their kids to play, and they'll take an iPhone shot of them, and the police will come arrest them saying, are you a pedophile? It just goes on and on. In my film Endgame, this is 3.5 years ago, I put mainstream news articles in there from England where if you've ever had a parent who was convicted of any crime, then it's eugenics. They say that means you have criminal genetics, and at birth you're put in a criminal database, and at age 2 you go on parole and start being interviewed by the social workers. I mean, this is a total 1984 scenario. And here's one today from the Mail, the Daily Mail. Pupils age 5 on hate register. Teachers must log playground taunts for government database, all in the name of keeping everyone safe. Meanwhile, the government can taser, shoot, kill, beat, attack whoever they want. The government teaches their attack dogs to be more vicious, to be hateful towards the public. That's all fine. But if you yell at your wife or yell at your husband, they're going to take your kids. Or if you take a photo of your child at the park, they're going to try to take your kids. Or I see this every few weeks. The famous Arizona case last year got a lot of attention where it was the children in towels, ages 2 and 3, two girls, hugging each other. And they took their kids. I saw an article a month ago where a man in highly decorated in Afghanistan, his wife sent him a photo of his daughter playing in a baby pool in a bikini, aged 3, and they arrested him, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, let me explain this. It's just off the charts. It's off the charts. And I've seen a lot of news articles, and then I heard local talk radio covering it this morning, but saying it was a good thing, that if you're 15, 16, or 17, and you have a sweetheart in high school, and you guys get in the back of the back seat of the car and have sex, which is what human beings do. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I mean, I think abstinence is good. There's a lot of diseases out there. There's so much abortion going on. People abort these babies. So I'm not saying it's a good thing, but it is natural. I mean, it's normal. In the pioneer days, the average age for people to get married was 15. You're of age in Israel when you're 13. The whole issue here is that many of our founding fathers were married at 15, 16, 17. The point is they tell us we're children now until we're 18. They're trying to push it up to 20. And whereas I think it is good for people to wait till they get married, because I've been down that road. When I was in high school and college, I was very promiscuous. I mean, you couldn't keep me away from the cheerleaders, and you couldn't keep them away from me. And it looked good, and it was good. But the whole point is that I wish now, in hindsight, I would have never done the things I did. Because overall, it's destructive and it's bad. And I learned many years later, without me knowing, that I had a girlfriend who had an abortion. Absolutely. And the way my family was at the time, if we would have known, but no, they kept it secret. And look, the issue here is it's so hypocritical, and they know it's hypocritical, that we have national statistics from the Kaiser Family Foundation showing promiscuous behavior in boys at 53% and girls at 50%. And I've seen some numbers because some of them aren't truthful, and they tend to think it's even higher than that because a lot of people will lie. And this was a percentage of 9th and 12th graders through 9th and 12th grade who've had sexual intercourse. That's not even counting other forms of sex. A lot of the youth and studies don't think that oral sex is sex, but it certainly is. And that's as high as 80% in some of the polls I've seen. So half of the high schoolers in this country are sex offenders, according to the government. And they ruin their lives. And how many cops listening out there, how many of you in high school had sex? More than half. How many, and the other half, I bet you wish you would have. You were sure trying, weren't you? I mean, I remember being 13, 14 and hearing, you know, my friend's older brothers talking about their girlfriends, and I was like, this sounds awfully good. I mean, this is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, when you've got 2-year-old or 14-month-old, say, German shepherds, and they get together in the backyard and do something, I mean, do you send them to jail for it? No. Well, humans, 14, 15, 16, 17, I mean, all I was thinking about was girls. That's all that was ever on my mind, sitting there in class. It's amazing. But according to this government and this system, and I heard these talk show hosts, this guy called in and was even, you know, brainwashed and saying, yes, I'm guilty. You know, I was a teenager and she was the same age and, you know, we got convicted of this. And then I pulled up some articles and confirmed my memory that all over the country, tens of thousands of cases a year now, where 17-year-olds, seniors in high school, get caught at the park in the back of the car, the back of the truck, and they go to jail. The cops arrest them, throw the book at them. When those cops doing that guaranteed did the exact same thing. So see, this is what tyranny is. It takes normal behavior that is natural, and they make it a crime. And then separately, I see the articles every day. There's one here in the Statesman today and another one from KXAN where they'll take a violent rapist who rapes a 16-year-old girl when they're 22, or, you know, we see these reports constantly of some 50-year-old degenerate pedophile who's raped a 4-year-old and then they're out in 5 years. So, see, they're letting them go, the real perverts, the people that are unnatural, the people that are predators, the people that are dangerous, the people a lot of times that kill kids they grab, and they let them go. They let them go. And that makes me very, very angry. And then they take natural activity and make it highly illegal. And it gets worse and worse. You know, 10 years ago, they'd take an 18-year-old guy who was a senior, and he'd have a 17-year-old girlfriend. You've seen all the reports of the football players getting busted and things, because usually people are jealous of them, so they report, yeah. And then the cheerleader gets pregnant, and the police come and arrest the guy instead of the family going, okay, you guys get married. Wow, this is a great blessing. Better get to work, boy. Better get into the factory and get to work now. Not going to be college for you now. You got to go right to work. I mean, how many people do you know who had babies in high school? A lot. I had a lot of friends who got married in high school because their families were Christian and they had the baby and they're business owners and happy today. But they tell you that's bad. No, you got to have an abortion, number one, and you got to go to jail. That's right. You got to go to jail for this. I mean, how many of those judges up there sending 16-year-old men and women to prison for consensual intercourse did the exact same thing when they were in high school? And then you got the feminists in all these books they write saying all sex is rape. All men are rapists. And that the act is bad for women. And it's all about destroying the family, breaking down basic human society so the state can absorb the family. And that's in all the big government textbooks and reports. This is so evil. And then we'll get into the rest of the story when we come back. The UN, DynCorp, Halliburton, all in the news, above the law. I could play congressional hearings for you where they admit they kidnap small children for the sex trade and don't get in trouble. So grabbing somebody's 5-year-old daughter out of their front lawn and taking them off to a slave camp, that's fine for the government. But you're 17, have a 17-year-old girlfriend, you're going to prison, you're a sex offender for the rest of your life.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong?
Every day it's in the news. I know you've all seen it countless times where CPS workers, police, truancy officers, school teachers, Boy Scout, troop leaders get caught with very young children having sex with them. Totally evil, unnatural, sickening filth. Need to be locked up for life. Meanwhile, I've seen the statistics, and I've got them right here in front of me. They let those violent sex offenders true predators go on average after 5.5 years. Then meanwhile, I've seen multiple news reports of people caught urinating on the side of the highway. You're out driving through West Texas. They're in a gas station for 100 miles. You pull off, you go over behind some bushes, the police pull over, and they take you to jail. Really, when I was up in Canada for Bilderberg, the police weren't going in the hotel they were protecting. They were going back over by a pond and bushes and peeing in the bushes. Should they all be arrested? But they now say that's a sex offender thing. Oh, yeah, that's exposing yourself. Something everyone has done, pulling over in the middle of nowhere, going behind a bush. You are now a sex offender for the rest of your life. And with underage sex offenders, anyone under the age of 18 having consensual sex, same age, it doesn't matter, until you're 26 in Texas, got the news article here today, I don't know what it is in other states, you are on a database. You have to report yourself. And it's all selectively enforced. It's all selectively carried out. And we see the news reports over and over again of someone will take a plastic Dixie knife, a butter knife, but it has a serrated edge to put butter on their bread at school, and they get arrested and charged. I saw several cases, for some reason, where it was valedictorians bringing cake to school for their teachers. Two separate cases, the same. You can pull them up. And they bring a box of spoons, forks, and knives to cut it up, and they get arrested and then have to do another year of school because they then, under zero tolerance, strip them of their year. Oh, but it gets worse. You've all seen the reports of young girls, young boys sent to school with aspirin or Advil or Luden's cough drops, not even a drug, not even over the counter. Luden's isn't even an over-the-counter. There's nothing in it but a tiny bit of menthol to make it to cool your throat. Not illegal. They arrest you. See, you're living in a total prison. A prison. That's like a supermax if you're caught with an aspirin. You get 30 days in the hole. First, they banned dodgeball in most schools 15 years ago or so. Now there's no tag, no yelling, no wrestling. No jogging. They're pulling out the jungle gyms because somebody might get hurt. This is a total prison grid. They know what they're doing. Then the rest of the story, and I'm not going to play it again today. Anybody that wants to can just go to YouTube and type in Rumsfeld grilled over DynCorp child trafficking. Or UN caught running child sex trade. And we're talking about in the millions in the last decade. European report, over 1 million children trafficked in Europe, mainly by the UN, DynCorp, and others. Because they've got the diplomatic passports, diplomatic immunity. No one can search the aircraft. And they fly them into Saudi Arabia, Israel, Thailand, kids from all over the world. And Rumsfeld's asked about it by Congress, and he says, well, yeah, they're still getting contracts because, you know, we put them in the penalty box. You know, they got a fine. And how many times do you see in the news CPS workers, normally the head ones, and the Texas Youth Commission running rape rooms, and they shut down another private prison outside Austin because they were raping every woman in the facility. That was with adults. And they're passing laws where you can't have your own gardener, your own or burglar bars on your house, or where you can't be armed because criminals run the government. What would criminals do if they ran the government? What they're doing now. And there's different little teams of criminals in government everywhere who kick the good people out and then promote all their scum in. And now it's all over the news that small towns everywhere just rob people's wallets out of their cars at checkpoints. No one gets in trouble. And it's getting worse by the millisecond. The tyrants are taking over every position.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the... GetTheTea.com, then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here live. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. Larry Pratt coming up in about 30 minutes. Breakdown of the latest attacks on the Second Amendment. Burmese will pop in the last 15 minutes of the next hour to cover what's really in the cybersecurity bill. Ron Paul and wide open phones in the last hour and a half of the broadcast today. I'll probably open the phones up when Larry Pratt's on with us as well. I mean, look at this article. This is out of England. Pupils age 5 on hate register. Teachers must log playground taunts for government database. Everyone's being made a spy for the government. Same thing happening here in the U.S. I mean, think about it. Prisoners in medium security prisons are allowed to play basketball and dodgeball and things like that, but not kids. Oh, no, that's aggressive. That's bad. That's evil. Training you to be totally domesticated creatures. If you draw a picture of a gun in art class, you're arrested. In art class, every time we were given a chance to draw whatever we wanted, that's all the boys drew was soldiers with guns. Oh, you're all arrested. Heads of schools will be forced to list children as young as 5 on school hate registers over everyday playground insults. Even minor incidents must be recorded as examples of serious bullying and details kept on the database till the pupil leaves secondary school. You know it'll always be saved. Teachers are to be told that even if a primary school child uses homophobic or racist words without knowing their meaning, simply teaching them such words are hurtful and inappropriate is not enough. Instead, the incident has been recorded and his or her behavior monitored for future signs of hate bullying. So see, when you put your kids in school, it's for them to be tracked, traced, and be given a record of some type. I mean, take Austin, Texas. I've got the local newscast. They have built little portable buildings on all the major middle schools and high schools where they have court every week. But it's not even real court. They call the kids in and say, you've been late to class three times the last month. I'm charging you with truancy. I will have you arrested right now unless you sign this agreement. It's not a real court. They're not told about due process, nothing. And the parents on the news shake and sign it, and they go on probation, affirmed adjudication. They agree to it. And now when they screw up in any way, even though the truancy law says that's not truancy, they've got them. If they do something in the next 6 months on the affirmed adjudication, including being late to class, now they go to jail. All fraud, all criminal, totally evil, going on nationwide. The accusations will also be recorded in a database held by councils and city governments and made available to Whitehall, federal government, and ministers to help them devise future anti-bullying campaigns or brainwashing. The scale of the effort to stop children using homophobic or racist language was revealed after the parents of a 10-year-old primary school pupil in Somerset, Peter Drury, were told that his name would be put on a register and his behavior monitored while he remained at school. The boy was reported after he called a friend a gay boy. Kids always say that. I don't even know what it means. Oh, that's gay. This is gay. His parents fear the record of homophobic bullying will count against him throughout his school career and even into adulthood. Well, of course, that's the mind control. In another incident last year, a 6-year-old girl, Sharon Gower, was reported for racist bullying at her school near Turnbridge, Wells, and Kent. Sharon, who was chased by two 11-year-old girls, one of whom taunted her that she had chocolate on her face. The 6-year-old responded to one of the girls who was black, well, you've got chocolate on yours. And it's all selectively enforced, of course, everybody against each other. It's all mind control. Many schools nationwide have already followed advice that they should record incidents of alleged racist, homophobic, or anti-disability bullying. One report last year by Manifesto Club, Civil Liberties think tank, said 40,000 children each year are having racist charges added through their school records. It's called hate taunting. And it goes on and on. If you call someone fat, it's over for you. This is the mind control. And remember, meanwhile, all over the United States and Europe, they have the police come into public schools, elementary, middle school, and high school, unannounced, in militia uniforms with guns, firing blanks, screaming, we are homeschoolers against public education. We are going to kill you. That was in the Associated Press. The children urinate on themselves, collapse, teachers collapse. Some had to be put in psychiatric facilities. That happened in Minnesota. Totally screwed the one teacher up. She thought they were really going to kill her. They have in high school these weekend camp events where they then have the police come in and threaten to kill them. It's all re-education camps. You are living in a giant re-education camp. When you watch television, it's brainwashing you. When you're in school, all the diversity training, it's all about raising the awareness about racial and sexual differences to get everyone at each other's throats, completely divided, so the government can play the part of the arbiter. The referee. Okay, I'm done on that subject because we've got a lot of news to cover. I just want people to be aware of what we're facing as a society. Before I get into all of the news of the government levying and pushing for scores of new taxes at every level, this is a Ron Paul press release. Congressman Ron Paul has continued to run his congressional office in a frugal manner and was able to return more than $100,000 from his allotted office budget to the Treasury this year, an increase of over $90,000 returned last year. Since my first year in Congress representing the 14th District, I have managed my office in a frugal manner, instructing staff to provide the greatest possible service to the people of the 14th District at the least possible cost to taxpayers, said Paul. Meanwhile, what, 2 years ago, Pelosi got an extra billion-plus dollars just for her Air Force One fleet. She has an Air Force, she has two Air Force One-type planes. $1 billion for Pelosi and some of her other top staff. I forget how many. I think it was 20-something planes they bought, but two big jumbos. Oh, you got to love it. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, $7 a gallon gas needed to meet CO2 cuts. This is from Heritage.org. The national average of gasoline creeps to $3 a gallon. Economists are warning that high gas prices in the United States could slow economic recovery. Other countries' economies are recovering more quickly, and increased production and activity is putting upward pressure on oil prices. And they go on to break down $7 a gallon gas to reduce carbon dioxide emissions being called for by the Environmental Protection Agency, and they have links to that. Here's another headline. How high could the U.S. tax rate go? Time magazine saying that we've got to have increased income taxes to pay off the debt, which is all made up to the bankers. Never mind mortgaging the future by running up a monster deficit as it struggles to keep the economy going. The Obama administration is setting the stage for sharply higher taxes down the road. And it goes through it. Here's another one. Senate trio hopes to hit pay dirt with carbon fee on fuels. They're introducing new legislation with the backing of ConocoPhillips, BP, ExxonMobil Corp. Oh, really? They want the carbon taxes with direct taxes on fuel at the refinery passed on to you. That's the New York Times. Key senators are weighing a request from Big Oil to levy a carbon fee. They want it. They want it because they're owned by the big banks. We will get the money. Every time I criticize fake global warming, I get emails going, you work for oil companies. Have you opened a magazine in the last 5 years? Almost every time I see a carbon tax ad telling us how the earth's dying, it's from an oil company. If accepted, the approach supported by ConocoPhillips, BP, American, and ExxonMobil Corp. could rearrange the politics of the Senate climate debate and potentially open up votes that may not have been there otherwise. It gets you a solution to the carbon problem that doesn't destroy that part of the economy, said Lindsey Graham, Republican, South Carolina. Yeah, you got to love him and Newt Gingrich and Senator McCain and Governor Palin and now Glenn Beck all saying global warming's real. And we've got Newt Gingrich and all of them. These people are sick. But don't worry, you elect Republicans, they're going to save you from it. The lead co-author of the Senate legislation, Lindsey Graham, said yesterday, it gets you a solution to the carbon problem that doesn't destroy part of the economy. Oh, sure, a giant tax doesn't. Senator Mary Landrieu, Democrat, Louisiana, said yesterday she has been in talks for several months with Graham and Senator John Kerry and Joe Lieberman on a proposal that sets up a linked carbon free on transportation fuels with revenues raised going back to consumers to help them deal with higher gas prices. Oh, yes. A tax will help you deal with higher gas prices. That's right. That's a quote. More taxes will help you. More expensive gas will help you pay for it. Yes. That's like saying, oh, you're having trouble paying for milk? We'll just double the price of it. That'll help you. Oh, you've got your finger chopped off. Here, let me chop your arms and legs off with a hatchet. Let me shoot you in the head 5 times. That will help you not bleed to death. Oh, you have a hangnail. Let me hatchet you in the head 5 times. That will fix it. I mean, it's just they practice over-the-top absurdist lies just to condition you to just accept it. This is all done scientifically. They know exactly what they're doing. Just, oh, my gosh. My head is spinning right now. I got another article here that they're set to pass a law in New Mexico putting a huge tax on all food. A bunch of other states, counties, and cities are doing the same thing. Oh, yes, the government's going to help you. Hitting the most poor with taxes on food. shifting gears out of the taxes. That's just part of the articles. I'll get into more. Here's another important article from PrisonPlanet.com from Steve Watson today. Remember 2 months ago, callers started calling saying we need to take the Tea Parties over, that we started as true constitutionalists and patriots from the mainline Republicans, that they're demonizing birthers, anybody else that doesn't trust Obama now. You know, the Republican leadership will teach us to not criticize the Federal Reserve, and you know, not we don't want any anti-war people in the Tea Parties, and we're gonna teach the opposition how to behave. And then the media is going to attack Oath Keepers and myself and Sheriff Mack, and oh, we're so dangerous. New York Times, Time Magazine, Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, just every day big publications attack yours truly. Don't let this guy run the Tea Parties. I don't even go to Tea Parties. Sure, my listeners are at all of them, but Time Magazine, or was it Newsweek? I forget, 2 weeks ago, called me the prophet of the Tea Parties. Like Moses or something, wandering around on radio wasteland. But callers said we ought to be the coffee party to wake up the Tea Party. Well, I registered some names. I meant to create our code and what a real Tea Party would stand for. And it didn't happen. That we should be nonpartisan, that we should follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution, that we should demand government be cut, and that new taxes not be levied, as all the major Fox News hosts are pushing for. O'Reilly, Beck. It's conservative. We've got to pay off this debt. We need a value-added tax and a sales tax on top of the income tax. Oh, that's conservative. We need to have that in the code. In fact, Watson, just write a code of the Tea Parties. You've got my mind. Same view. Just we need to write like the 20 position points of the real Tea Party. We got to get that up. But because I can't do it all. Watson's also finally getting up we went down the memory hole. We get so busy. The body scanner protest contest today. But we waited too long. So Obama has launched a coffee party to try to take over the Tea Parties. And they're all over CNN and MSNBC and New York Times being given unlimited coverage to try to get all the fools that support Obama to come out and demand goodies from the government. And they're doing the same thing Glenn Beck did as a fake conservative. They're positioning themselves with a lot of reasonable-sounding nomenclature to get a big movement going and then bait and switch it even further. The article is, Coffee Party founder is Obama campaign operative. Top operative. He tried to launch his national compulsory service that White House science czar said would be compulsory for everyone. They tried to recruit out of the high schools. They tried to get 15 million other people to knock on doors. Only a million showed up. And 13 and a half months in his administration, and this whole system's fallen apart. He has the lowest approval rating of any president 1 year in history. So now they're going to pose as grassroots with the coffee party. No, the coffee party was the idea of my listeners, and hence our initiative, and it does not belong to you. So now I've been trying to spend more time at home with my family and trying to finish two films. But that's it. I'm just not going home the next few days. I'm going to have to just stay up here this weekend and get the coffee party launched. And no, I'm not going to organize the meetings and events. We'll put the code up there, the idea, and you can do spinoffs or whatever you want. For heaven's sakes, we need to get out on the streets now and not let Obama create a coffee party. Heavens, this just gets worse by the minute. Build as an alternative grassroots movement to the Tea Party, which has been, for the most part, absorbed by the mainline Republicans and neoconservatives. See, we need something for true populists, not Republicans, not Democrats, but for people that want to fight the New World Order. The Coffee Party, oh yes, promised to wake up potentially politically minded Americans and offered a different avenue for the freedom movement. Yes, it's billing itself as the freedom movement. Rick Perry's the freedom movement and Obama's the freedom movement. Yeah, they're going to fight the New World Order. How sick is this? And, of course, Democrats won't wake up. They'll go join it like idiots, just like Republicans have been allowed to take over the Tea Parties. However, the so-called founder of the Coffee Party has been quickly exposed as Obama campaign operatives whose caffeine concept was purely designed to undermine and co-opt the Tea Party ideology. Matt, I need you today to get with Kurt and Watson and to at least get the page up. I need Kurt to make just a basic splash page that looks good, red, white, and blue. We need to write an article of why we're launching the coffee party, that it was our idea to wake up the Tea Party, not to be an Obama thing. And you know they're listening to the show, and this is disgusting that they took my listeners' ideas. What was it, 2 months ago? We got a bunch of calls, people spontaneously having the idea, and now this sniveling creature has hijacked it. Described as a documentary filmmaker who lives outside Washington, Annabelle Park has amassed 40,000 members via Facebook page. Okay, well, we're starting our coffee party. Get me a Facebook now, and we need to get, we have more than 80,000 between all our Facebook pages. We need to get a coffee party organization right now there. Look, we need to dwarf their numbers now and get out ahead of this right now. This is a horrible New World Order counterattack. We're not the opposite of the Tea Party, Ms. Park 41 told the New York Times. We're a different model of civic participation. But in the end, we may want some of the same things. So now Obama can't beat us, so he's going to try to join us. Obama fighting the New World Order. Oh, yeah.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
So the Republicans took over the Tea Party movement last year, or at least have tried to. They've got Republican operatives all over television, all over print, demonizing any true constitutionalist in the Tea Party, like myself, Oath Keepers, and others. Sheriff Mack, Tom Tancredo, and I've told you we've seen the same talking points from Glenn Beck and Chris Matthews talking about how the Tea Party's violent and bad and evil and, you know, there's dangerous elements in it that are the minority, when really all the polls show we're the majority. Just on the case of birthers, over 50% of the Tea Party people questioned are big birthers. Over half of Republicans are. But Beck says they're 5%. So they're teamed up. The Republicans and Democrats are teamed up to try to go into this big grassroots movement. First, they label it as the only grassroots movement, which isn't true. Then they go in and take it over from the left and right paradigm, playing against the middle, like WWF wrestling. And Vince McMahon's wife's now running for the U.S. Senate. Why not? We'll have nothing but wrestlers of their families in the government. Coffee Party founder is Obama campaign operative. She says, "We're not the opposite of the Tea Party, Miss Park," Obama operative 41 told the New York Times. "We're a different model of civic participation." So this is Obama's National Service Corps. "But in the end, we may want some things and some of the same things. We need to roll up our sleeves, put our heads together, and work it out," she said. "That, to me, is an American way of doing things." Oh. The slogan is, "Wake up and stand up." Oh, wake up, Obama's going to save us. The mission statement declares that the federal government is not the enemy of the people. Oh, but the expression of our collective will. So it's saying this is your government. Doesn't matter they do the opposite of what people want in every poll. And that we must participate in the democratic process in order to address the challenges we face as Americans with the electronic voting machines. At first glance, this sounds like attractive stuff to concerned Americans who are sick and tired of big government ruling over their lives. However, a quick background search on Ms. Park reveals her real intentions. And again, the states are the way to get control of the federal government. But that's what the Republicans are trying to block running the Tea Parties. Same thing here. "Oh, no, the federal government is you. It listens to you. You need to work through it." Park campaigned for Obama in 08 and was one of his organizers and operators of the influential United for Obama video channel at YouTube. Quote, quoting her, "I found that people have little understanding of the change that Senator Barack Obama is advocating. I thought from my experience in using videos for civil movements that videos would be the best way to promote the need for change and for Obama. That's why I decided to work for the Obama campaign," Annabelle Park said. She made over 20 personal videos for Obama campaign that drew tens of thousands of views. The revelation, along with the discovery that Park is a former strategy analyst at the New York Times, who's now interviewing her, explains why she received a great deal of mainstream media coverage recently. Oh, yes. The Times, the Washington Post, both ran glowing articles on Park. What does that tell you? In the last week, a factor that immediately raised suspicion over her grassroots credentials. Clearly, either the newspapers were incapable of Googling her name or taking 5 minutes out to look at her activities, or they were fully aware of Park's intentions and background and chose not to include those in the piece. Well, of course Obama's running the whole thing. In addition, Park's various tweets reveal, far from being open to working with the Tea Party activists, Park appears to have vitriolic hatred of them. And then she goes on to talk about how they're dangerous scum. But now she wants to be your friend, Tea Party, just like Glenn Beck, working together.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.